Hello, everybody out there in the internet. Welcome to Aimless Double Z, episode 313. I'm Ticketmaster, joined by...
A panther on a boat.
I can't top that.
Good.
Trioptical.
Good. Good.
So yeah, we got some Witch and Plan, some Rise of the E-Celebrity, and the news and stuff. So scoreboard update, because RPG actually finished some games, and where's my
finished pin? A lot of games. And,
I had only listed Final Fantasy Explorers for him, so just rattle off the rest of the games, RPG, so we can tabulate your score.
I did Paper Mario, or Paper Jam, whatever the hell it's called, Digimon Cyber Sleuth, Trails of Cold Steel.
Hold on, jeez, gotta write this down. Cyber Sleuth. What was the one after Cyber Sleuth?
Trails of Cold Steel, I'm assuming.
Finally, Trails of Cold Steel.
I know. Like, forever.
So it's like, basically all the games that have been trolling you for this amount of time. Basically. Since the beginning of the year.
Pretty much. Yeah, and I actually, hilariously enough, I finished Tales of Hysteria too, so it's like, haha, take that, Tales of trolling stuff. But it's like, which is good because it's almost April anyway, so I need to get through all of them. And I think I'm like coming up on the end of Conquest, so I'll be done with that soon. So it's like, yes, I'll be free for Dark Souls.
All right, Tropical. Well, RPG just leapfrogged you and went from 1 to 5, so...
Oh, no. And I went from 1 to 1.
Wait.
That's not really...
Wait, am I at 1?
You're at 2.
Oh, okay. I went from 2 to 2. Excellent.
Yeah. So, who wants to start?
I agree.
Who wants to start with what they've played?
I'm assuming you want to talk about your favorite Destiny.
I didn't even play that game. F that game.
What? But it's like your favorite game ever.
Yeah, right.
Are you gonna go back 10. After April?
Yes, I will. For like a week, and then I'll probably be done. I'm like, yep.
Well, I guess we'll get to it. Oh, crap. We'll get to it in the news, but, to actually play everything. And I guess we don't really know how new it is, but they've said that it's, 16 new challenges. In the Prison of Elders.
Oh, please, Tropical. It's Prison of Elders. You play through and there's a boss at the end. Whoop the F and you.
But he's taken.
Wow, so. An enemy faction that I haven't been fighting since September. So, so new and, invigorating.
Well, that means he's going to have a new and super annoying ability to go along with his already cluster of annoying abilities.
We'll see about that.
Blindness bubbles. Bubbles.
Oh, now it's going to be like some kind of like weird combination of them. It's going to be like,
blindness bubbles that shoot like out and kill you like a Nova bomb.
Basically, he's going to have like a Titan shield on him while it like fires out. It's like a giant area of
like a worthless combination of abilities. Well, it blinds you, but since it's also a Nova bomb, you just die immediately after.
Yeah, no, it's like, what was the point of this?
It's just to hurt you. It's just to make you sad.
It's basically just like the whole lipstick on a pig thing. It's like, sure, it's happening, but it's like, what's even the point?
All right, well, I don't know. Off of Destiny, then, since we didn't play it.
I played a lot of stuff, but I didn't play anything like a significant amount. I was just like doing stuff here and there. Like I played some Microsoft 5 just because I don't know. There's that event thing, but now I'm not even sure if I got the stuff I was supposed to get because I was like not in my helicopter and I'm not sure if it registers your stuff when you're just on your mother base doing stuff. And I was like, whatever, I don't even care anymore. And then I was like base building because I was like, well, there's nothing really else for me to do in the game, so eh. And I was like looking at the list of missions, I was like, man, I forgot how big this game is. I could just like replay it forever, ever, and ever, trying to get all these stupid side whatchamacallit's objectives, because there's so many on every mission. But I finally got my the final version of the stealth camo, so I can go into missions and goof around with the bosses and or enemies and mess with them and be all invisible and stuff, and they can't see me. I mean, D-Dog's there, and like, for what some reason, D-Dog doesn't listen to me when I'm like, wait here, dog. And I like go in, and then I turn around, there's D-Dog, and it's like, what are we doing? I told you to wait, stay, dog. No, whatever.
He was worried.
So that was kind of annoying.
He doesn't respect you. That'd be great. It's like he lost your credibility.
I played through the starting mission, so I forgot how, like, because I was like, I don't remember how challenging this game is, and I haven't played it in, like, months. And I just played Hitman, which is, like, not nearly as good of a stealth game as this game. No offense to Hitman, but it's not. And I was like, let's just dip our toes in. Nice warm pool, see how it goes, and it wasn't terrible. So I might be playing more of that game when I'm doing stuff. Because, yeah. Because I've been trying to upload my playthrough of that, and it takes a long time, so if I'm, like, uploading it and using bandwidth, I can't exactly be streaming, so it's like, I can... Oh, I remember now what I was playing. Okay, because I knew there was something, my brain was like, where was I doing, what was I doing? Because I was like, yes, I wasn't streaming, because I was uploading crap to YouTube. And then when I wasn't streaming, I was, like, getting video of retro stuff. So it's like, that's my new thing I'm thinking of doing on Wednesdays, is, like, retro Wednesdays, which is, like, plain old stuff. But it's like, I'm not there yet, because I gotta play through Borderlands, which I haven't played, or, pre-sequel, because I still haven't started up my game to, like, figure out what I was doing, and the Need for Speed needs to be finished, but, yeah, we'll see. I might just abandon it like every other racing game, because...
Oh, my.
Whatever. Project Cars, why? But, yeah. I was playing some Rogue Squadron stuff. Rogue Leader and... Actually, I think it was just Rogue Leader. I didn't go to the third one, so I was like, I'll save it for next week, so I can have something to do, because there's so many... So many Mugatali videos to upload. Ugh. So, that was a somewhat fun time, but when I had to keep replaying Strike at the Core mission, because it's so ridiculously hard, that was not a fun time. But then there was, like, behind the scenes? There's some documentary of, like, the making of, and I watched those. That was neat. Apparently they made the first game in, like, 8 months, which was insane. So they're like, oh, well, we were finishing Battle of Naboo, and then we started working on this one before, blah, 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 the game came out. So we could have it ready for launch, blah, blah, blah. We need to have it ready in 8 months, blah, blah, blah. I was like, wow, that's kind of insane. They made that game in 8 months. That was quite a feat for as good as that game is. And then, some other stuff in the other one. And now I'm like, I want to go back and, like, look at all my games and see if there's any, like, behind-the-scenes stuff and just, like, record it all and put it on YouTube and be like, oh, man, check out this neat nugget of info that you... Unless you have, like, these game magazines from back in the day that you probably got rid of. You don't know about. So, yeah.
Evil laughed.
Actually, yeah, it was, I think, God of War 1 has a making of right on the game disc.
And it's cool too.
Which I didn't remember.
There's also, like, audio commentary, I guess, in some of the stages, but I haven't ever heard it, so that might be something to do. Oh. Just, like, play through, listen to the commentary, and be like, oh, interesting. Neato. What? Else, I might have played some Hitman. I probably didn't. I'm waiting, effing waiting for the Street Fighter update. Like, they had maintenance this Tuesday, and I was like, what the F, man? Like, that's my main gaming day. I can't be all practicing my Nicali if there's no flipping online. Jeez, thanks a lot, Capcom. But then I was like, sorry, Capcom, please put out the update before April, because that wouldn't be embarrassing for you, Capcom. Jeez, gosh. what are you guys doing over there? Seriously. You know, my fight money is just, like, sitting in my bank, ready to be spent. Just saying. What else? Is that it? Street Fighter? Hitman? Yeah, that's...
My fight money!
Oh, wait. Final Fantasy IV. Ugh, that game. Well, not Final Fantasy IV. I mean the after years. Still terrible. still trudging through it, slowly getting through it. I finished Yang's chapter, and I got onto Palum, the boy one of the twins. It is Palum and Porum, so it's... Damn it, I don't remember.
I think he's Porum, because Palum sounds more girly. I'm pretty sure he's Porum.
So that was neat, and his, he became a sage, and he's all doing stuff, and being all, pretentious to everybody around him because he's a jerk. And that was, it's a fun time.
Remember what happened to the last sage in that last game? how well things worked out for that guy.
It's still not good. It's still, yeah. I don't think this game's gonna get saved. I think I'm just gonna play through it and like, well, that was a thing and it was terrible and I'm glad I bought it on sale and shame on you, Square Enix, for what you did to that game. And, you know, we should just call this Dirge of Cerberus 2 because that's how bad it is. And, sure, Crisis Core wasn't terrible, but, you know, you should really look into these things before you, like, go in and be all tinkering in stuff of like, ooh, we should make a follow-up. We know what we can do. We can just go back to that thing that's awesome and people like and ruin it. So, you know, keep careful what you're doing, man. You're gonna ruin your legacy.
They actually developed that one, though?
I would imagine so.
Well, I mean, sometimes they just outsource some of their stuff when they don't care. And they're just like, here, develop this. We'll publish it still because it's Final Fantasy.
They own the IP, so they are responsible.
It's like, of course they released it, but they're probably just like, you know what, here, you do this. It's probably going to be crap anyway. We just need the money. So, have fun.
This week, I was poking around the new releases and looking at the PlayStation blog, and apparently XCOM came out on the Vita, and I was like, I could be playing this, and I'm playing Final Fantasy IV. F this game, so I might just take a break from this game, and I might not come back. So we'll see what happens. Because effing XCOM on the effing Vita, so I can just play it wherever. Here's my money. Please take it. Yeah, it's really weird. Like, I was on the store, like, looking at their new releases, because there's, like, they don't do a good job of, like, publicizing that outside the PlayStation flag. Like, I was, like, looking at it, and I was like, oh man, Bully and effing Hit, or, that other, Manhunt, that one. I hadn't played either of those games before, and I was like, I'm gonna buy these, because I haven't played them before, and then there's, like, Republic right below them, and apparently it says, like, Paragon's out, but I don't think Paragon's out. I think it's just in beta or something.
It's,
but
it,
like,
it is for the, yeah, like, Founders early.
Because it was, like, free, and I was like, huh? No way. And I was like, I would go to download this, but I don't care about this game, so I'll just ask Tropical and RPG, because they probably know, especially Tropical, because he plays those MOBAs, and I was like, F those things.
I mean, I have it downloaded for when it's, like, open, but it's only, like, currently it's only, like, for closed for the people who, like, got the early access thing.
Interesting. And then I saw the trailer for Battleborn, and I was like, yeah, pass. I didn't know it was rated teen, so no blood. So it's just the, so the weirdness in Borderlands, it's gonna be all weird in Borderlands without the blood and stuff, so.
But clean.
Censored Borderlands.
Which kinda, like, what's even the point?
That being said, it was still funny with the whole, you got some thing in your thing, you know, right there, yeah. Oh, did I get it? Yeah, you got it, yeah. You didn't get it. But yeah, that's funny, but, yeah, it's really weird. We talked about this during the whole, you know, oh, Call of Duty did it. I don't know how I feel about this, like, this game and Overwatch of, like, oh, you play as, air quote, heroes / classes, whatever they're called now. It's, I don't know, man. Back in my day, it was all, here's your character model. Take whatever gun you want. Go at it. Yeah, whatever. I guess that's what the kids are into these days, though, so whatever. I don't even play them, so it's fine. Whatever. So, I'm way off the grid here. Like, out in the aimless, on my boat, ocean, you know, just talking about stuff. Because,
he's heading towards the island.
I don't even know what I'm playing.
It's like, oh no. Back in there. Get back in there. It's a trap. It's a trap.
But, I believe that's all I've played, maybe. Yeah, whatever. Oh, I played some, did I play Punisher this week or last week? It was weird. I played that game, and it's violent, I gotta say. Like, I shot this dude in the face, and, like, his head exploded. It was like, wow, they're back to, like, GTA-style violenceness. But I only played the one stage, so. I did like what I played, though, so I might go back to it. Or not.
Did you ever finish Punisher?
Nope.
Alright.
Not yet.
You do like violence.
Just the first stage, and I was like, let me finish my other games before I keep adding to the ridiculousness that is my backlog, so. But, that is all I've been playing. I think. I'm pretty sure. RPG,
is that me?
Whichever one you want to do next?
Well. Yeah, I guess I could. Why not? So, I finally finished Trails of Cold Steel, and it was just like, it took forever. It did. It really did. It really did. Because, like, the final chapter was basically trolling me the entire time.
Forever,
it was, like, happening.
Forever, you say.
I was like, ah, you're still, this chapter's still going. Yeah, still going. And it's like, even after, like, the big old discovery inside the schoolhouse and then, like, the big old boss battle. And then it's like, LOL, you still got this whole super cutscene latent thing going on. So that took, like, another 4 hours. So I was like, it's cool. I'm just never finishing this game. I've come to the conclusion it's not happening. But then I finally started, when we finally got to, like, I'm assuming what was the final boss battle at the time, because it was like, oh, they're adding new mechanics, because of course they are. So it's like the final battle, like, added, like, this whole divine knight, like, mechanic to the game. So I was like, great, if they're adding new mechanics, that means this is going to go on a lot longer than I'm expecting. But then it turns out that was actually the last battle, and then it ended on a cliffhanger, because of course it did, because why not? So it's like, everything was, like, happening, and then all of a sudden the credits start rolling. I'm like, wait, what? What's happening? What is this? What's going on? So it just, like, ended this just abruptly, and it's like, LOL, you have to wait until the second episode comes out because reasons, and you have another 90-something hours to go. Yay! So, yes, I finally finished it, and I was like, I'm glad I'm done with you. You sucked out way too many hours for no reason. So, it happened. It's done. Now I'll just never speak of that game again until I get the second episode whenever it gets released over here. So, yes. Then I also went through and I finished Paper Mario, and then I was kind of like, this game kind of lost its magic halfway through because it got kind of like repetitive, because it's like every time you do something, it's like it's pretty much the same routine over and over. It's like you go to a new area, you have to catch all the paper toads, and they build you something, then there's a paper craft fight, then there's a boss battle, and then just like rinse and repeat over and over and over until you go and beat Bowser, and all this other, and it's like, oh my gosh. This is like, what is happening right now? It's like, this does not have the same magic that the previous Mario and Luigi and or Paper Mario games had. And I was like, you would think the mashup of the two of them would be like, oh, this is just the greatest thing ever. But then they were like, it was at the beginning, but then it's like, oh, nope, same thing over and over again. It's like, fine, I accept it. Because it's over, and now I don't have to worry about that either. So it's like, it's fine. But there is a new Paper Mario coming out this year, but I think it's Wii U only, so eh. I won't be able to play that one, unfortunately. But yes. And then, let's see, what else was there? What the hell else did I play? Oh yeah, Cyber Sleuth. They released like more DLC like last week, but they just added like new Digimon and stuff. But then I played through that and I beat the DLC and I was like, well, I might as well go ahead and finish the game. It's like before they release something else and I'm like stuck playing this game for like ever. So finally went through and then, like, decimated the final boss because all my Digimon are, like, super over-leveled because I spent all my time getting all of them, and they're all, like, maxed out and everything. So I was like, yeah, this is not, like, really much of a final boss because, you know, all my Digimon are super-powered. So it's like, yeah, I can't possibly lose unless I intentionally try. So ended up beating that, and I finished that, and then I finished up Tales of Zestiria because I needed to hurry up and finish it because there's supposed to be another Tales game coming out this year, and I had to go get through it because I was like, well, I don't know. I'll play through, and then when I got to, like, the ending scene, it seemed like they were trying to set up for, like, a sequel, kind of, but then I found out that Berseria is apparently, like, a distant prequel for the game, so they're likely not going to do a sequel for this one, so we shall see how that goes when Basir is released, like, later on this year. So, but I think that's pretty much it. Oh, wait, no, because now that I finished, like, my Vita stuff, because, you know, Trail of the Cold Steel took forever, I started, like, playing Ultra Despair Girls again. So I've been kind of, like, semi-working my way through that to actually play through it like I should have when I first got it, but I didn't, because everything keeps getting released at the same time, so it, like, distracts me. And stuff happens, and then that's pretty much it. First all I've been playing. First all, I think. Yes.
I was not nearly as productive. Because, man, Heroes of the Storm always has me hooked, so I was playing that. And then, this week, I suddenly got back into Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. Like, I guess I've sort of been paralyzed, and it's just like, oh, I don't know what to play, I don't know what to choose, and then at one point I was just like, whatever, I'm just gonna try to finish some of those games that I've been playing.
Maybe you should use this Square Enix naming convention and just like make a list, or and then like shred up the paper, put it in a hat, you know, shuffle it around, like, all right,
let me throw them up in the air.
You know, let me put my hand in, throw pull it out.
It's like, okay, whatever lands on the table is the name of this game.
Eventually, I'm going to resort to something like that. Whatever I'm pretty sure.
I'm gonna play.
It's just gonna be, all right, I haven't looked at this folder of games in however many months. I'm just gonna open it, and whatever disc is the first one, that's what I'm gonna play. But yeah. Not yet. See, I sort of went back on what I said originally, where I was like, okay, I'm gonna finish a bunch of Ubisoft games. And then, if that happens, then I'll buy The Division.
Because he bought it anyway.
Yep, but I already bought The Division, so I was like, okay, so, didn't do that. And I've sort of been discouraged from playing it too, because, I've just been stuck in that one place, cause distractions and people keep needing my attention. It's like, ah. So, yeah, I'm nowhere in that one. So I was just like, you know what? I was playing Black Flag. I'm gonna go back to Black Flag. And I just went back. But since I want to record the, and I don't even know what my purpose is. And suffice it to say, you know, it's like, oh, how recording is not as simple as all that because of various reasons, you know, not having the upload speed to have it really reliable just through the console. So I have to do it through another thing and then lots of stuff. It's like, oh, whatever. So instead I decided, okay, I'm going to skip all that. I'm just going to do all the side stuff since watching side stuff is kind of boring. So I don't need to record that probably. And I just, yeah, jumped into the game and started playing all the side stuff, which is the reason I wasn't able to blaze through it anyway. When I started seeing the side stuff, it was like, oh, I do want to do all these things. I didn't know why at that time, but now I know why. So I basically started going around hunting animals, getting all the treasure chests, picking up animus fragments, raiding ships, and that was my moment of clarity. It's like, oh, this is why I'm doing it. Cause, there's that side mechanic, Kenway's Fleet, where you can capture ships that after you've raided them, and then you can send them on these like trade missions and they bring back money. And at one point I realized like, huh, all of the ships I captured were like smaller ships. So they don't have the cargo space to do these big missions. And so they're just bringing back very little money. It's like, well, this sucks. Like, okay, this is what I need then. I need to go and capture some really big ships. So I looked at the map, like, I didn't unlock much of the map either. So I guess I should capture the forts to unlock the map to find out where the big ships are, and then I can get big ships and then do like these big trade missions. And man, like ship battle, yeah, it's like it escalates very quickly. It's like, oh yeah, ship battles are so awesome, but I can't really take on the big ships because I haven't really been upgrading either. Okay, so I have to take on small ships to get the materials so I can upgrade my ship to take on the big ships. So I have to take the forts to find the big ships.
It sounds like
Ubisoft Vortex.
I started thinking about it. It's like
Ubisoft game design vortex.
Yeah. Suddenly
I climb the lighthouse so I can see the map.
Why I'm doing all this stuff. Before I was just like, oh, this is kind of fun. I like to sail and look at the scenery. And now it's like, oh, now I have purpose. I'm going to take all these forts. And then as I started taking forts and stuff, I noticed that some of them on my map were green and some of them were white. And I was like, well, what's that about? And it turns out, once you've collected all the collectibles in an area, then that one turns green. It's like, oh, okay. Now I want to collect all the collectibles. And I was just collecting collectibles for no reason, until like there was a notification. I was like, oh, there's crafting. Like you can craft this thing now. I was like, oh, there's crafting in this game? Man, I have not been paying attention at all. I don't know anything that's in this game. I just know the activities. I just don't know why you do them. And then I started looking at crafting. It's like, oh, if you kill certain animals, you get certain parts, then you can craft different stuff. And like today I was like, oh, I'm going to craft these different outfits. And so it's like, I have to kill like some jaguars and some ocelots. And then I can craft a feline hunter's outfit or something or like a shark skin outfit. It's like, yeah, okay. So I'm making my own clothes. I'm upgrading my ship, trying to expand my fleet. Yeah, pretty much. I'm doing that right now. Sort of. It's hard to play and talk at the same time, so I'm more talking and less playing. Yeah, it's been very exciting, and I've been doing this. My playtime is something like 25 hours now, and I'm only up to, I think, memory sequence 7, which is around the half point of the game. And yeah, I think I'm going to have a lot of hours by the end of this. The other thing I tried today was the multiplayer mode. And I think Black Flag is the only one. Or does Unity have competitive multiplayer?
I have no idea.
I can't remember.
It has co-op campaign. But...
Yeah. Well, today I was like, huh. Okay, I'm going to click multiplayer and then, you know, just look at the presentation. Because they... I forget which one they started doing it in, but like there's a story behind multiplayer where it's like, oh, this is Abstergo training their agents. And this one is like Black Flag is supposed to be a new game coming out from Abstergo. And so like multiplayer is like another game that's coming from Abstergo. And, but yeah, I didn't expect to actually play it because I was like, this game is, it came out at the launch of PS4. So there's probably no one on there. But there was actually people playing. Like there was maybe there's only 8 people on, and I just happened to run into all 8 of them, and we just had like the only game running. But it was crazy. It's like, wow, there's people playing Black Flag multiplayer. Insane.
It's all they had left. It's all they had left.
Well, I started thinking, like, wait, was Black Flag a plus game?
It was not.
Okay.
I was just about to say. Yeah.
Well, it was...
It's been really cheap, though. It's been, like, $20 or less, and I almost bought it. I was like, it's really cheap. Grade. I don't play anything. Even though Freedom Song and the ship stuff was fun, a whole game of that, and very intoxicating, but I'll pass.
The ship stuff is really fun. And, man, just, like, upgrading the ship, and as I've said before, shanties. This time I've been, like, really collecting the shanties, and now there's, like, it's so cool. I was sitting there today thinking, it's neat. Like, where did the idea of putting shanties into the game come from? So I imagined them, you know, building the ships and then having you walk around the ship. It's like, okay, now what kind of sounds do we put on the ship? And it's like, well, like the crew yelling and stuff in the ocean. And it's like, and then someone came up with the idea. It's like, hey, there should be music, you know, like, you know, this is like the vehicle in Grand Theft Auto, and there's usually music that you can play, and they did like radio stations, so we should do shanties! And then there was the mechanic of chasing like the documents that were flying around in previous Assassin's Creed games, and
that was like the worst.
Yeah, that's how they do the shanties in this one, but so that part I don't enjoy, but I appreciate. It's like, oh yeah, they took this mechanic, which was totally worthless before. Like, you chase down a manuscript, it's like, yay, now I have nothing. But this time it's like, oh, now I chase down this piece of paper, and now I have another song unlocks on my boat. And it's sung by humans instead of the radio.
Technically, the stuff on the radio was sung by humans, too.
Well, it's output by humans rather than speakers. in the fiction of the game. It's very cool. And man, some of the forts, I think they're designed for a certain type of challenge. There was one, cause usually I thought it was all dynamic weather, but there was one fort that every time I went, there was like 2 tornadoes circling around it. Like, it must suck to serve in that fort because you look out and it's standing though, like, all the time.
Because I mean, if there's 2 tornadoes circling it should not be there, like,
at all. But yeah, I went to take that fort and it's like, oh, this is insane. It's like we're in the middle of this storm and there's dual twisters going around and cannons firing at us. It was very cool. That was when I started to think, oh no, maybe I do need to record the side stuff. I was like, no, must not be paralyzed. Must finish game. So I started playing that. And then I picked up this week or last week, the Marvel Battlegrounds playset for Disney Infinity. And Yay. Played through the story mode. The story mode was super short. I think it was one level in each environment. So it was New York, I can't remember what they were. I think there was five of them. For some reason, I can't remember.
They're very short. I can't even remember what they were.
There was Nowhere was the last, or anyway, there was like five different levels or battlegrounds to play on, and that was the extent of the story mode.
Well, they just wanted to get you to the fighting. They didn't want to bog you down.
Yeah, I think it's mostly a versus game. I mean, there's like challenges you can play afterwards, and they mostly revolve around the exact same gameplay, but if you use specific characters to do them, then you unlock stuff for the toy box. So a little bit of content there, but otherwise. And then like people seem to have been raving a bit about it. People think it's really good. How they, I've read a lot that they totally changed all the battle mechanics and gave people new moves and stuff like that. It's like, kind of. I mean, it still feels sort of the same. It's not, I guess I haven't played Power Stone in decades, so I don't remember what that game felt like.
It's probably been a while.
Yeah. Like, people compare it with Power Stone.
I enjoy Power Stone, though. Gathering your things, it turns to, like, your super mode. You're like, haha, wreck shop time!
It kind of has stuff like that. I'll need to play it more. I think Yeah, Disney Infinity is all about the characters. The characters animate really well. Black Panther in the game looks awesome. So, I wish I had someone... Oh, we should share play it.
That's what can you?
Do. I'm pretty sure you can.
We should test it out after the podcast.
Yes, we should do that. Because I think it is primarily a multiplayer game. But yeah, still loving Disney Infinity. At least getting the figures part. I have so many figures. Oh yeah, that was the other thing I did. I picked up Chewbacca because he was really cheap. And then I think Best Buy was having a bunch of characters were on sale for $5 each.
What?
Gamers Club Unlocked, they're each $4.
No one told me. No one. Told me.
I told you a week, 2 weeks ago, maybe?
But I forgot. You had to remind me.
It's going on right now. You can get the starter kit for $40, and then there's a bunch of characters that are $5, and then a bunch of characters that are $9. And there's not really a pattern to which ones are which. Like, Darth Maul was definitely not out at launch. Pretty sure, but he's $5. Whereas, like, Ultron was out. Oh no, Ultron wasn't out at launch either. Anyway, we used to think it was like the older ones or the cheaper ones. Like, well, that doesn't seem to be true. It's sort of random. But yeah.
They just threw up all the figures into the air and they're like, whichever one's not on the table, guys.
So I got a bunch of new ones. The characters from Tron. Chewbacca, Darth Maul, Ultron, and the fifth one, which I can't remember, because I picked up those, and I saw, like, GameStop is still doing their buy two, get three free figure thing.
Really? Like, in-store, or is it online?
In-store.
I need to go.
And, like, my daughter is just super into Amiibos right now, it's like, and I happened to go into a GameStop that had five Amiibos that I didn't have. And I was like, oh, so I'll just get two of these and then I'll get three free ones. So I ended up with like a ton of figures this week.
So wait, it's on Amiibos and the Disney Infinity figures?
It's anything. So you can mix and match like Amiibos, Disney Infinity.
Oh, so it's all the like Toys to Life stuff.
Yeah, all the Toys to Life stuff.
I guess that means I can get my Jigglypuff and Kirby, and then a bunch of random Disney ones. Well, the GameStop by me has, I've seen the Jigglypuff in there. I just haven't seen the Kirby one, but it's like, that means I could just get all of the random ones. All of the random ones I've wanted. All of them. This is great. After work tomorrow.
So, yeah. Shopping. Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been playing. Excited for next week for Heroes of the Storm. There's like a new character coming out. It's like, ooh, I gotta get my money. Gotta get my gold so I can buy it on launch day. And then not be able to play it because everyone plays the new character on launch day.
Okay, I have a question. So for like Marvel, I'm kind of jonesing right now after finishing Daredevil Season 2 for like a sweet Daredevil game. And I'm like, well, I could play some Arkham Knight to get like, I mean, just pretend he's a Rain Red or something. It's not the same though. So it's like, I don't know, man. I feel very conflicted because it's like, I want to see some sweet licensed games from them, but all we're getting is like Lego and Infinity. And it's like, Do you think we're ever going to be seeing any sweet, awesome licensed game from them? Or is it just like, after the Abominations that War, the Iron Man, and the follow-ups to Spider-Man 2 that were not as awesome games last generation, and all that terribleness, do you think it's just, it's not happening?
So, no, I was actually thinking, what I was thinking what they could do is Disney could push out sort of a older line of Marvel. So instead of like Disney Infinity, it would be, I don't know, like Marvel Universe or whatever. And then it would have sort of geared towards teen or older type audiences in sort of the same format. So they would have this platform on which they would put all these types of games.
So you think if they do it, they'll still tie it back into the Toys of Life thing?
Maybe. I mean, like, there are a lot of adult collectors now. I think they know that. I mean, Disney, if you look at Disney Store, like, there's a ton of adult collectors type things. So they might do it that way. Yeah, but then, yeah, maybe they wouldn't. Because I don't know if it makes sense for them to... Well, so Daredevil, for example, like, in Disney Infinity, they're releasing stuff that's related to big releases in their other media, or like in movies especially. So, you know, Alice Through the Looking Glass is one of the sets that's coming out. And you would think like, well, you know, Marvel's Daredevil is sort of a big release for this year. And like Luke Cage coming out September, so that's, you know, that's a big release.
The Netflix Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, which is tied to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So, you know, why wouldn't they do those? And you watch those shows like, well, that, you know, you know why they don't do those. Disney Infinity is like for children, and this is like, yeah, like very not for children.
Rated M for mature.
So, you know, if you think about the, I guess, you know, kids are less picky, maybe, when it comes to the games. And I think it might be harder to make sort of an adult-orientated game like Disney Infinity, because it would be hard to, you know, sort of make that ultimate Daredevil experience, for example. That also has to fit into the framework of all this other stuff.
See, Daredevil is weird, because I was thinking about it, and I was like, man, wouldn't it be cool if you played, like, some sweet Daredevil game, or it was like, you couldn't see, it was all just, like sonar-sensed-based, of, like, that's how you, like, you know, like, there, it wasn't, like, just third-person you see your character model, it was, like, some, like, weird, vision-y, Daredevil sense stuff going on. I was like, oh man, that'd be awesome.
I don't know if you want to play a whole game of that though, because it's like, I think the novelty will wear off quickly.
Like the whole thing is a world on fire.
Basically, it's like, how do you see the world? Everything's on fire. It's like, well, that sounds awful.
I think it would be hard. I think the only way that's that type of game happens again is if a developer is like super certain and they come up with an idea and they pitch it and it is just like perfect. And yeah, then Marvel and Disney are just like, yeah, I think we will make tons of money if we sell this. Because it is amazing.
Daredevil game though would be like too similar to like the Arkham games. And I mean, since he's not really like a detective or anything, you actually would be taking it
during the day. Take on those cases as attorney at law.
Oh my gosh, it was like Phoenix Wright.
That would Objection. Be great.
Part Phoenix Wright, part Arkham Asylum.
Man, actually, now this game doesn't have it.
Be awesome. Man, that would be weird.
Maybe that's the Telltale game they're working on. Who knows? Yeah.
Is there a Daredevil game?
The judge will remember that. I don't think there is.
I don't think there is one. The judge will remember that. Yeah,
the jury will remember that. The jury will not forget that.
Never.
Oh no!
Like a person spoiled again. Extract that from the record, please, everyone.
Only 20% of players won the case. Everybody's all terrible at being an attorney. It's not easy, okay?
Did everyone finish Daredevil?
The season?
Season
thing?
Two. Yeah. You did.
It was amazing. I don't know if actually, I was amazing. I had like mixed feelings about it.
Yeah. Did you watch all the trailers before it came out?
No, I didn't watch any of them.
Okay. See, I watched all of them. And so when I was watching the series, I was like, oh, I don't think I should have watched all of them. Because they basically told you everything that was going to happen up to... basically, you just don't know the resolution. Like, the first trailer was like, oh, Punisher is in town, and they have major philosophical differences. And then at the end of that one, it's like, oh, Elektra appears. And then the second trailer was like, oh, Elektra's here. And she's trying to get Daredevil to do stuff he doesn't really want to do. But here we go. Fighting. And then there's ninjas. And then it's like, oh, and the third trailer is like, oh, yeah, it's the hand. And Stick is here. And something about a big hole. And
I
then
saw the first two trailers.
Okay. Well, yeah. And then so, you know, if you watch those trailers, then you watch it, it's like, I kind of know everything that's going to happen up until... So, yeah, like, the end was still... The resolution was still surprising. Or not surprising, exactly, because if you know anything about the Daredevil comics, it's like, well, that was probably gonna happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was about to say...
I just thought it was cool, because, like, that's what happened in, like, the last run of it I was reading. I was like, ah, they pulled a thingy. And I was like, oh, man. I didn't see it coming, but I probably should have thought about it, but whatever. It was awesome.
Because, I mean, well, the thing is, like, with Elektra, though, it's like, her, like, the biggest part of her whole arc is always the same
thing
happening to her. So I spent, like, most of the season, like, when is it happening? When is it going to happen? 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 It's like, I was just waiting for it. And I was like, wait, is Bullseye going to be in this season at all? So I was just like, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? So just, yeah.
But yeah, I think I liked season one better.
I think season one was done better. Like for me, the thing is though, season two kind of felt like there were two seasons going on at the same time. And I was like, I don't think that
like for me, it felt like there were three seasons. Just because like of the way the trailers divided it up for me. Thanks, trailers.
Because it was just too much. Because like it seemed like the whole Elektra thing and the punch, they seemed like so disconnected. Like it was like... Punisher's in town and all this stuff is going on. Oh, also Elektra's here and there's ninjas because reasons. And it's just like
a totally different thing that's going on.
And they're like, they weren't even like connected at all until like Punisher just randomly showed up and like shot a couple of ninjas and they're just like, yep, he's all around. That's the thing.
They were in fact, like the two seasons, the way you described it, like those two were in conflict with each other. It's like, oh, in the same way that one was taking time away from the other on, as the show, in the show, like in the plot line, like that's what was happening too.
So yeah, like, I can't do
taking
it,
time
Foggy,
away from
dude,
the other.
You got this, Foggy. I'm gonna be rearranging the things. All right, dude. Don't be mad at me. So okay, fine. Be so mad at me.
Like, yeah, so it kind of just felt like it was a complete, like, two different shows were happening, and I was like, so did they just not plan on having a season three? So they were just like, you know what? Two seasons at the same time, guys. Two seasons at the same time. Because Defenders has to come soon, so we kind of have to streamline this a bit. Because, yeah, I don't think I even, because I didn't really like Elektra that much. She just, I don't know, man. She was kind of, like, irritated, which may, I mean, it may have actually been the point, because, like, she was kind of irritating him too, because he's just like, hey, you know, I don't really want to go killing people. She's like, nah, you can do it. Let's do it anyway. Come on, let's go. Let's go, let's do this. It's like, oh god, Elektra, go get a hobby or something.
Pretty much.
Because I like the Punisher arc and all that stuff that was going on, but then it's like, I was just like, the whole Elektra arc, I was just like, yeah, I don't like this. I don't like her. I don't like this whole arc. All I want is for her to get stabbed, and it's like, it's taking too long. So.
Well, that was a fun romp through what we did this week. Should we move on to the middle segment?
So, yeah. I don't know. I thought of this one a while ago, so I kind of forgot the whole main points and stuff, but, you know, e-celebrities and stuff. So people that are, like, big on social media, or just big on YouTube or Twitch or whatever. And it seems like, to me, like, their influence has, like, what's the word? I was about to say something really stupid. Like, ginormified, that's not a word. Just, you know, grown, exploded, if you will, into just, like, oh, man, you're just doing stuff. And you're whatever, and you see people in your Twitter feed being like, oh, blah, 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 or like when you, I don't know, it's just annoying to me sometimes when I click on something and it's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that was very not specific at all, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was like, what?
Sure?
Well, I'm reading this already. Or, like, you know, in lieu of the traditional gaming media press and, you know, all that stuff. That's like now dead for the most part. It's like, you know, people go on YouTube and they're like watching videos and stuff, and it's like they trust these people, and it's like they don't question it. It's super weird to me. It's just like they're just like, yeah, man, I'm right there with you. I believe you, and you're not gonna lead me astray. If it's like, you should probably not do that, and have some sort of vision. Something's not right here. Something's amiss. And yeah, there's no Overwatch or anything. It's just like, yeah, man, Wild West style. Pew pew pew. We're just gonna say stuff, and yeah, that's how it is. It's weird, man. I don't know. I mean, if that's what people want, I mean, fine, but it's like, it's not for me, so whatever, but yeah, that's just my observation on the internet.
Really? So you would rather have the, quote-unquote professionals?
I guess just a level of professionalism, I guess, you know, that's all I ask for, but, you know.
Hmm.
These people just doing stuff. Out there. On the internet. Yeah.
I mean, in a way, that's what we do. We just have far fewer people listening.
I don't know. That's kind of weird. I guess it's like anybody could just like gravitate this to some sort of prominence and be like, yeah, I'm going to cause it like I see it. And yeah. And you have no idea if I've got some ulterior motive or anything. So, yeah.
He does.
I'm just paranoid, I don't know. I know I'm paranoid, though, so it's fine.
You are paranoid. Remember that one time you wanted to live in a space bubble?
I still do. Space bubble will save me.
I mean, I guess the way I see it is that as far as reviews and stuff, it's been a really homogenous group of people reviewing games. So they all sort of like the same things, and then and they have created this rather homogenous audience who all like the same things. And then I think what happened was like that, well, first of all, what qualifications really do professional game reviewers in terms of like traditional media? Like, what are their qualifications when you think about it? What makes them better at judging games than other people?
Oh, I don't think they have anything as far as like judging games. It's just their eloquence and professionalism and delivery. As opposed to like, oh, this is terrible. Oh, I hate this game. Oh, I have nothing good to say. I'm going to tear everything down.
Okay, wait. So.
It just seems like that there are like certain people where it's like they've built their brands about like, oh, we hate everything, or like we're angry all the time at everything.
That is true.
So it's like, it's just like, I guess specifically those types of, you know, people and brands, it's just like, you know, very toxic, and I don't appreciate them, and you know, there's nothing I can do about it, so it's whatever, but you know, not a healthy source of information. Because they never had anything good to say ever, so yeah.
It's basically, I feel like those all came from like the same one or two people. You know, like people watched Angry Video Game Nerd or Zero Punctuation and then decided, I can do that too. I'm going to be YouTube famous as well. And then we got, you know, Angry Joe and I don't know, so many of them start with angry or annoyed or whatever. It's just like, why? There are people who are totally happy playing games too. You just very rarely see or hear about any of them. PewDiePie. So, yeah. But as far as, I think, so that I don't think is good, but I do think it's good that it's just, it can be anyone now. Whereas before, people did seem to trust the big sites and like print magazines more than just regular people. And now it's just like, oh, it's whoever. I think that's actually good because the types of games are out there now are like, there's just so many more types. And if you just had the same, you know, the old boys club, then you already know what they think about these games.
I guess that's a good point. And then, like, we talked about the whole Blind Spot thing. If it's always, like, the same stuff being covered, you'll never see any of the smaller stuff. It's just, yeah, like, marquee triple A. Oh, man, what came out this week that I already knew about? Let's talk about it. Who cares about all these other games? This one's awesome. Yeah.
And it's also, like, the marquee indie games. Like, they started doing that, too. Where it was, like, I guess Braid was one of the early ones. You know, the people who had played all these games all these years and reviewed them, they all really like Braid because Braid, as I understand it, is a game for people like that. It's like, we are so soaked and kind of tired of video game convention that when a game comes around and sort of flips video game convention, then it's like, oh, that was amazing. I'm going to give it a 10 and rave about it. And, you know, that kind of stuff happens too. I think, like, Gone Home was, not to say like any of these are bad, but I'm just saying the reason that they get so much attention is because, yeah, like they were smart. The developers were smart when they decided to make something different. Mm-hmm. They knew the people who would gravitate towards stuff like that.
It's actually funny because like all of last year or whenever it came out, I just saw like people or like, maybe it was like trading a bit and like people tweeting about it, blah, blah, blah. Like Undertale, but I never played it. I was just like, what's this game? I have no idea what it is. I didn't like bother looking up footage. And finally someone on my YouTube subscription was like playing. I was like, yeah, whatever. So whenever it's like $5, we'll see. But yeah, doesn't exactly draw me in with its visuals.
See, like, even if you're reading all the media, games media today, you would know probably less than 10% of all the games that are out there. Because there are so many games out there. And it's because, like, they all have certain criteria that's well established. But yeah, we're looking for this type of game, and so I think it is great that there's tons of people reviewing games now. I just wish they weren't all so angry. and annoyed and what have you. Where do we fall on that spectrum, do you think?
That's good. Sometimes very angry and annoyed, but not all the time.
We got Destiny that has... It's been a roller coaster, I guess.
Even if we are angry and annoyed, we'll try to find something good to say about your game, because, you know, we like liking things.
We do like liking things. I like liking things.
Liking things is fun.
Yes. Ooh, a twister. Who do you watch regularly anyone on YouTube?
No.
Neither do I.
It's usually like I'll see something trending on Twitter and be like, oh, something happened. Like with the Evolution Studios things, I was like, oh, something must have happened. Or Gamer tweets about it and I'm like, oh, something happened. And I'll look at like one of the bigger sites and be like, this is one of the top headlines. Oh, it is. And then like the full story.
So you follow Gamer. Gamer is where you get your news now.
But Gamer tweets such random things. Like the other day he had some gif of like some dude in some VR helmet, and then like some lady comes in like the elevator and is like all making out with you. And then like snap to like the dude like air kissing her, and is like, this will be me someday or something. Where it's like, Gamer, if you tweet the weirdest things, dude, don't ever change, whatever. That was, yeah. Yep.
He can't help himself.
It's like, oh, there's another Gamer tweet, because, yep, there we go. Yep.
RPG, are you connected to game news in any way? Like, where do you get your news from?
Really? I just like follow the developers I like on Twitter. So then usually when they post stuff about games, then I just go to their links. But it's like, I don't.
Oh, I guess I have to
not like YouTube enough. So.
I just like count the middleman. I'm like, I'm following the developers like directly. Bower to the end of the earth, I'll follow you. And then every time, if I like back a game thing on Kickstarter or something, like I'm still following Amplitude, or not Amplitude, but Harmonix.
Harmonix.
Like, backed up with Amplitude. And I keep getting tweets from them, like, I should probably stop following them, because they're not making anything I really care about right now, so I feel kind of bad. I'm like, yeah.
Our business is done here.
It's really weird, yeah.
Unfollow.
We are done. You've outlived your usefulness. To the wolves with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still basically read the traditional gaming media, but I also follow a lot of, I guess, like, smaller sites. So it's sort of the same as having this sort of big community YouTube power to the people type thing, except it's text instead of all videos. And yeah, of course, Twitter. Actually, it's cool to me that all these studios have their own blogs now. Like, cutting out the middlemen is great. So I read a lot of developer publisher blogs as well.
And every time I see a tweet from Bungie, I'm like, I should follow them. I should unfollow them, because I keep getting like the rise in anger I will get of just like, you're just tripping me this PR. Why don't you just tell me what you're gonna tell me now? Why don't you just delay it? Gotta bleed it out for 3 weeks? Huh? It's just like pure anger. It's just like so weird. I just don't know what they did to me.
They always do it that way.
I'm just so angry at them. It's just like, man, their game changed me for like the worst, for sure. Just, I mean, luckily I don't like have that, I don't have that type of reaction to anything else. It's just like see from Bungie, I'm just like, my eyes just like see red. I don't know what it is. It's just, man, I guess if I was like stuck at 29 or stuck at 319 that long, it just does stuff to you. So, and they said something about it on the Twitch stream today. I'm not going to talk about it, but yeah. And I was like, oh, well, you, yeah, whatever. It's whatever. So yeah.
Also, you watched the Twitch stream?
Yeah, I did.
So it is of interest to you.
Because RPG, hope springs eternal, and you got
to He looks for redemption. This is about liking things.
Oh dear.
Hope springs eternal.
And I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. I tweeted about it, that's all I'm going to say, and then it was a negative tweet, whatever, so whatever. They can still save themselves, but I doubt they will, so. It doesn't matter, because in September, I will be jumping ship to something else, because VR comes out the next month, motherfuckers, so, yeah.
Aha! Did anyone try to pre-order?
I did not, because it's just the thingy I don't need right now, the camera. Yeah, next week it's just the core thingy.
Gamer did.
Yeah, it's on there.
I did too, actually.
Gamer.
It was weird. A lot of the reporting, and I guess we're kind of going to the news, apparently Amazon sold out in like 4 minutes.
Wow.
I saw all tons of stories of people like putting it in their cart, going to checkout, and then having to input their password one time, and then after entering their password, it's like, oh, sorry, sold out. It's like, no!
It's already too late.
Man, like, Amazon is just insane, because I didn't even look until like an hour or so after pre-order started, and I just went to Best Buy and was like, huh, they have it. Okay, pre-order. You know, not rushed, no fuss or anything. It was just like, oh, it's done. It's like, did anyone look anywhere else, or did everyone just decide
Amazon?
And it's like, oh, Amazon doesn't have it, which means, and then the reports came out immediately after, it's like, oh, PSVR sold out in 10 minutes in the US. I was like, yeah, that's not true.
That's not completely accurate.
And like, I think you can still pre-order from GameStop like right now. Today, well, now it's like one day after.
I think most people, like, when they buy stuff online, like, the immediate thought is to, like, go to Amazon. It's like necessarily to, like, retailer websites for, like, because, like, it's like, because, like, if I'm thinking of a retailer, it's like, I plan on going to the store itself, not because I'm going to buy something online there. So,
like, what do you think what do you think it's going to be like? Like, are there going to be shortages like crazy, or is it going to be?
No, I don't.
Actually,
it's a high price peripheral, so I don't think it will be.
Because it's not cheap to like have a full set, but it's like, I mean, for people who already have a PS4, I guess it's like, it's fine, because it's like, based on like how much it costs for VR for like any other setup at the moment, like your best bet is probably just like PlayStation VR if you already have a PlayStation or a PS4, so.
Yeah.
But if you have to, like, do the whole thing, then it's probably not, like, cost-effective. Well, then again, because isn't one of them, like, $800 or something anyway?
The Vive.
Yes. Yeah. The Vive. So, yeah. So it's like, it sounds amazing, though.
Get a PS4, and right, much so.
But is it $800 amazing, Tropical, on top of the who knows how much to be able to use VR PC you have to buy.
I know. And it's a first gen technology, so there's bound to be a better one, and it'll be cheaper. It's like my first LCD display was like $700. Now you can get them for, what,
$150?
Yeah. why do you think, so initially when they announced pre-orders, they said that they announced a bundle. It comes with VR Worlds, 2 Move controllers, and a PlayStation camera in addition to the headset for $499. And they said explicitly the core system or core PlayStation VR will not be available for pre-order.
I don't know.
It's a weird move. Because you would think...
Maybe
internally they have the numbers and they know that like the majority of people don't have a camera, even though it sells really well. So
yeah, that's what I was saying. I think that's what the problem is. It's like they're like, well, people may not have like the Move controllers too, because it's like I'm assuming those didn't fly off the shelves. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're probably thinking like, well, there's a good chance that people need all of these things in this bundle, so we should probably just do that, because otherwise they'll be hunting for Move controllers and cameras, and that would probably not make a lot of happy gamers. So I think we'll just prevent that and go ahead and just, you know, put that out there. It's like, hey guys, this is available, but if you already have the stuff, then you could just buy the core thing on launch day and it'll be fine.
Huh.
But this is probably their way of just, like, a safety thing to make sure that anybody who gets it, they're technically VR ready when they get it. There's no, oh, I didn't realize I needed to have this camera. Oh, I didn't realize I needed to have move controllers. It's like, oh, I didn't realize I needed to have all these things, and then I did not buy them because...
I think the thing is that you can also use a DualShock in place of a move controller, so...
Yeah, depending on the game, I think.
The game. Yeah. So they're probably just trying to play it safe, just in case. So nobody... Because there's always that person that can, like, complain that they're like, oh... They didn't tell me I needed this stuff, so it's like they're probably like, no, it's there. You know, you are fully aware of this. So
that is not happening.
So they are preventing that. It's like there's no excuse for you not to know you need these things, because they're putting them all together and telling you that you need these things. Because I actually don't own any of the peripherals that would come with that, so I would, if I were doing it, I would need that bundle, because like I don't have the camera or the move controllers. So
interesting. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Although it's weird that they would say, like, you can't pre-order the core bundle.
Well, that might be just because they want to make sure they have them in stock. Because, like, I know some retailers will protect their pre-order. Like, if somebody pre-ordered, they'll be like, yep, you can't have this because somebody already pre-ordered it. So they're probably, like, trying to prevent, you know, people from, like, being able to just walk in and buy them if they want them kind of thing. Because I know GameStop won't sell you a pre-order until like 48 hours after the fact if somebody has, because like even if it's like, yep, even though they didn't come in to pick it up today, they still pre-ordered it, so they might come tomorrow. So you have to wait until that happens, and I'm pretty sure that doesn't make a lot of people happy. So it's like, just in case.
Like, maybe they were going to have a phase thing in place where it's like, this week we're going to do pre-orders on the bundle, next week's the core system. They just didn't say it initially, and then like they're like, oh, maybe we should have said that, but it could just be like a mistake or something, I don't know.
Oh, actually, that could be true. And then, because like when they updated the post, they said, due to like the overwhelming amount of feedback, we decided to also open pre-orders for the core the week after.
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe they were planning to do that anyways, but this way, if they word it in this way, they get sort of extra goodwill. Of course we listen to you. Smart.
Until October, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's a long wait. Though the eBay prices are already up very high.
I think that's the problem too. It's like I think a lot of the selling I had to do with like scalpers as usual when it comes to like hardware stuff, so
yeah, a lot of the people who posted were like, how did that... It couldn't have happened so fast. Pretty sure we were all fighting robots.
Yeah, they were just like, yep, this is happening because reasons. So, something else that's happening in October, though. And I forgot what.
PAX? Tokyo Game Show?
No, I think there was like a...
Halloween?
Yeah, let's just name thing, guys. One of these things has to be correct. No, like I forgot because like there was something else that was happening, and I was like, oh, because that's why I was like, oh, I'm not like that concerned about VR because something else is happening in October, but I completely forgot what. But whatever.
Is it 15?
Well, last time you said that you wouldn't be here, and I said,
oh, maybe that's
where would you be? Like,
well, I would just even like remember.
That could be like, what it was
doing. I don't know my plans except some of the time.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, because I'm going to be gone for like a good chunk of the month, so it's like that could be what it is. I was like, well, I probably won't be here, so I wouldn't be able to get one anyway, so it's like, yeah, that do me any good. So I think maybe that's what it was, because yeah, I am going to be gone for like 2.5 weeks or something, so. Yeah. It should be interesting to see how like how many people are actually playing and how many people are just trying to like scalp the hardware. They're like, haha, it's sold out, so you have to buy from me for like $2,000 because reasons. Because people are the worst. People are the worst. They don't want you to be happy unless they're making money off of it.
All right, well, let's do some more news then. We had the first in Bungie's three showcases of what's coming in the April update, which is supposed to be coming out April 12th, I believe?
Yes.
I laughed when I saw the release date for that. I was like, well, I guess I'm never going back to Destiny, because that's the worst date you could have picked. It's like, so... It's like I have three games coming out that week, so it's like, yeah, I will not be going back to Destiny.
Man. Light level's increasing to 335 from 320. New challenges in the Prison of Elders. New strike.
Whatever.
Yeah, all of these. So, were they more specific than this? Like, is it new, or is it just remixed new?
Well, from my understanding, the strike is supposed to be like a culmination of like a quest line or something. So there is like a new quest line or something that's involved.
Yeah, there's a new quest line, but then the strike, it's weird because you can only access it from the playlist. So it's like, it's random if you'll get it or not. For our playlist. Whatever.
Oh, really?
Archon Priest has been taken.
So it's like prepare to get Dust Palace like repeatedly before you actually get the Blighted Chalice Orb.
Yay!
You're welcome. Because like that, that strike came up so much whenever I played. Like I don't know if it was just like bad luck, or it's like always Dust Palace, or like I can't even remember the other one it could be. It's like it's always just Dust Palace, and then I'll just like get a random one. So it's like, huh, this is very bad randomizing on strikes.
Yeah, I actually did not watch the stream. I read this stuff afterwards.
Yeah, I just read two.
It's the way to go. Just saying, because I watched it. But then that's just me, because I hate this game. So, you know, I can't stop playing, but I hate it. So it's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, that's why I just read it. Because, like, for one, I don't like the people who usually do their streams. So I was like, I'm not even going to bother, because like, I don't like any of these people. So, so I do not want to watch, like, an hour and a half of this. Of them, like, I'm like, yeah, I don't want this. So I just read whatever was reported after the fact. But I do find it kind of hilarious that after all that effort you guys were putting into the hard raid, they just like, yep, we just decreased the light levels, and now even the normal raid drops to 320 because reasons. So, like, all of it was for nothing.
Well, aside from what I've already mentioned, like, was there anything else that they announced? I know there's like new gear, probably.
It's pretty much the same thing as like last year's Prison of Elders, I would say, just because it's like they're using the same Prison of Elder aesthetic on everything. I mean, there's other stuff. It's just like, oh, we'll talk about more next week about it. Well,
apparently they mentioned something about like they're supposed to be like the Challenge of Elders is supposed to be like a different challenge, like for the next 4 months or some nonsense. Like there's like it's supposed to be like not repeating for the 4 months or whatever that they're doing it. So I guess there's supposed to be like a new challenge every week or something that you can do that's supposed to be different from all of the challenges for 4 months.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, that part I heard. But, yes, according to Tekken, you kill a bunch of guys and then you fight a boss. Played one, you played them all.
So it's like this is Destiny, you know how this works. You say the same crap in the game, and it gives you loot, and it's like, this is terrible, you just keep doing it, and that's, you just keep punishing yourself, and you just can't stop, and it's like, why am I doing this to myself? And you're like, I don't know. Luckily, this time, there's other games out on PS4, it's not like, oh, look at this game that came out, shortly after launch, I can play, then there's nothing else. It's like, sorry, Destiny, there's other fish in the sea for me to go and swim with or something, yeah.
Is that what those people want to do? They want to swim with the fishes?
Yeah. isn't that what you tell somebody when they're gonna like when you're gonna kill them?
I thought it was sleeping with the fishes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I get my euphemisms of murder mixed up with things. I bet.
But they do want to sleep with the fishes.
Huh.
Anyway. Wow, it all works.
Interesting. There could be kids listening.
They really thought this metaphor through.
Huh. Well then. But yeah, because I mean, like, some of the stuff, it sounded like, okay, I might be able to check this out, but then when I saw the release date, I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna be able to play this then, cause by the time it gets, like, updated, that means it's like, I already have two games coming out on that day specifically, and then it's like, Bravely Second comes out that Friday, so I'm like, well, I'm not gonna be able to play Destiny for like a while after that, and then you guys will already be ahead of me by then, so it's like, eh, there'd be no point in going back. So, yeah.
I'm looking forward to being 320. With no effort.
It's like they auto level you. It's like,
yeah, it's like, I don't care about the rest of it. I actually have never played a hunter to max. My hunter, the highest level I've gotten with a hunter is level 9, I think. So this is stuff I can do. I was like cleaning my vault the other day. Because I have neglected that for a long time. So,
I don't know what he's doing. I haven't seen him in a while.
Who?
I'm sure he misses me. Xur.
Ah, yes. Xur.
He hasn't seen me in many a Fridays. He's probably like, what happened to you?
Because, like, the two thingies of people that were, like, doing weekly Xurs at the beginning of the year, like, they just, like, randomly stop. One was Trapdecor, the other one was Polygon, the YouTube channel, and just, like, I haven't seen an update in a while, so it's like, they obviously gave up on the game like me, too, and I was like, yep, I must not, I wonder who was good. Just wondering who was good. Just couldn't come back.
Because, I mean...
Because why does it matter? Why does it matter? Oh, wait, it doesn't.
Yeah, I was doing that, and I was like, I don't think people are really watching this. And I think people are starting, like, this is the moment that seems to be tons of people are leaving in droves. And I decided, I can do other stuff.
It's like I have actual games to play, because I haven't finished, like, any of them. Yeah, it's, I don't know, man. I don't know. I probably will. I mean, at this rate, though, it's like I probably won't even bother until, like, the sequel comes out. And even then, it's, like, in 2017, which probably has, like, 50 bajillion games coming out because this year is already packed with them. So it's like, yep, it's just going to be, like, game release after game release. And, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. And after this whole debacle or whatever, it's like, I don't know how many people are gonna like be like, yeah, Destiny 2, totally on board with this. So,
yeah, I don't think they're gonna be able, you know, how sequels sort of ride their name. I don't think they can do that necessarily with Destiny. They're gonna have to show major enhancements for the sequel that people will be like, oh, like, that fixes everything that I hated before.
First step is getting rid of the last gen thing that they were clinging to this time around, and then it's like, go up from there. So, yeah. Which was especially sucky for, like, the Microsoft people, since they got everything, like, all after the fact anyway, so it's like, yeah. that probably did not help matters for them.
Next up, so, sadly, Evolution Studios, the developer behind Drive Club and MotorStorm, is being shut down. The reason they gave was basically, we always evaluate who is valuable to us, and I guess Evolution is not valuable to us anymore.
I was about to say, that sounds kind of terrible.
Not bad.
It's like, you have outlived your usefulness. So, here's a shotgun. Take yourself out back. And, it's been fun.
So, it will be interesting to see what happens to Drive Club. I mean, Drive Club has already gotten a whole bunch of updates and stuff. So, it's not like it's being abandoned, because...
Except when it does. Yeah,
it would be hard to call it that. I'm sad that might mean there's no more MotorStorm ever. MotorStorm was so cool.
It's possible they just might move the property to a different, like, well, then again, do they, who owns it? Like, once?
So, yeah, Sony owns MotorStorm. Oh. So they could make another one, but it will not be made by the people who made the first ones.
Mm.
Or maybe it will, and they'll just have a different name.
Mm-hmm.
This does mean that, yeah, it's sort of like the latest driving game studio that Sony has shut down. Big was one. The Wipeout guys, that was shut down.
Like, I guess if you're not making Gran Turismo, get out.
Like, huh. unfortunately. Did we talk, or so I guess it's a rumor, but there's a rumor that there's a halfway step PlayStation 4 in development.
More powerful. Because I remember when I saw this, I was like, I kind of don't know if I feel as strongly about the VR now, because what if it, because it had all these like, I had all these like weird like conspiracy theories going on, but then I was like, okay, Tekken, calm down. Calm down, Tekken. Let's think about this.
Like, okay. Just wait until we get official word first.
Has Sony let you down yet this gen? They've only done good things for you. I mean, they got rid of all that weird HTCP crap. You can just stream away, and it's amazing, and it's like, okay, I guess they did that, whatever. And I was like, why would they do this if, like, you know, they had to, like, screw over all the customers after they bought PlayStation VRs that are, like, $400 and, like, had this sweet new PlayStation that's, like, even more awesome for these TVs that you can't afford now and keep on all these PlayStation VRs. It's like, it doesn't make sense, doesn't take it. And I was like, that doesn't make sense, voice in my head. You're right. And I was like, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you better not be in Sony, because we've already lost Nintendo. We can't just keep divorcing our console manufacturers here. We'll be in a very cold place. I was like, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
I agree. I don't think the rumor is true.
Well, I mean, when rumors like this surface, though, it's like there's always like a small grain of truth in there somewhere. So it's like I'm a little concerned, because it's like, what if E3 comes and they're like, so fun story, guys?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe I should just wait until after E3 to pre-order my PlayStation VR, just in case.
So you think it's somehow tied to PlayStation VR?
No,
I guess the report, and I think Kotaku was the one who reported this, and apparently they like talked to several sources who all like independently verified that Sony was talking to developers about something that they were calling PS4K, and it would do 4K first of all, and it would also like be able to do better VR or something.
I don't know if it's tied to PlayStation VR. It would just be less of a...
It would just be a bonus kind of
hardware
thing, if anything.
Burden to, like, get the... Or, like, if they want to do, like, another iteration of it in the future, it would be even better. But then I was like, after that Microsoft story, man, what if this is just the first on a train that's gonna go into not a happy place town, and it's just, oh, guess what? New PlayStation every couple of years, because, like Microsoft's doing, because we're going to use that Apple model, because it's terrible, but hey, money, dear boy, money.
Money, dear boy.
And by the time those stupid gamers figure it out, it'll be too late, because they would have made us billions and billions of dollars. And I was like, no.
Dramatic zoom. I'll wait till E3,
maybe look at the answers. I won't be out $400 on a PlayStation VR, and I'll be way less scared and stuff. But I will be, so I don't know.
And I mean, I don't think I've seen like any 4K content on anything yet, so it's like I don't really know like how pretty
it is.
Yeah,
and I don't own a 4K TV, and they're super expensive.
Yeah, so I'm like, if it does happen, it's kind of like, well, this doesn't really do anything for me, because like I don't have the other hardware to even work with this, so it's like this. I guess this is fine for whoever can do it. As long as there are, like, no, like, exclusive games that I want for it or something, it's fine. Like, if it's just prettier stuff, then I can live with that. But if it happens and they're like, yep, all those games you wanted, they're all exclusive to the 4K because F you guys.
And F we know you'll pay for it. $599.
Evil laugh here. So. Yeah. But yeah, 4K TVs are like really expensive though, so.
We took all the goodwill we've been building up these last couple of years, and we sacrificed it for this.
Man, I hope not. I feel fairly certain that it's not. I feel like this might be the beginning of them talking about building PlayStation 5 with developers, and just, they can't go around saying, oh, we're building PS5. This is what it's gonna do.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
But I mean, but at this point though, it's like, I'd be slightly more okay with that than I would be with the PlayStation 4. I'd be like, you know what? Okay, you're thinking about your next, like, I'm okay with you thinking about your next generation. It's like, obviously, you have to think ahead, but it's like, this whole middle step thing is like, I'm not, I'm not as okay with. So I'm it's not like I would
okay
be
okay with that either.
Like I would be okay with the PlayStation 5 thing, just look, cause like as long as it's not like coming out like next year or something. But it's like, as long, I mean, like obviously they have to think about it because it's like, well, we will probably do another generation after this, so it's like we have to be thinking about this stuff.
The number three, guys, console gaming's not dead. We're not going to stop this generation, like everybody says. We're not doomed. We're going to keep on going. So,
like my thought is, people heard this, and because of the news from Microsoft recently, like that is naturally where their thoughts went. But it might actually be the next console that they're talking about.
Yeah, that I'm okay with. That I'm like, I'm just not on board with the Microsoft model. So,
because mm-hmm. we don't even know what that is yet.
We probably will soon, because E3 is going
to announce the new Xbox One.
Because money, my dear boy, money. The Xbox 1.5, and then the 2, and then the 2.5, and it's gonna continue until 359 happens, and then they're like, well, we kinda screwed ourselves over with the naming here, so...
362.
Like, just... 361.
It's like, it's fine, guys. We'll just throw random numbers in there. They'll never notice. They'll never notice.
So. It's like, we're not gonna use numbers. This is the... Xbox. Alf.
The new Xbox.
Something, something A word.
The new Xbox.
Super the Xbox. Xbox.
The Xbox 64. Super Xbox. It's like, wait a minute, these names are sounding kind of familiar. But
the Xbox Tinder Station.
Like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Xcast. It's like, wait. It's like, Microsoft, don't do what you're doing. We see exactly what you're doing. The Xtari. It's like, they'll never know, guys. They'll never know.
We changed one letter. We changed one. Nobody ever knew.
Gosh. It's gonna get ridiculous. It's gonna, it's like, I'm really just curious. It's like, if they really are doing this, I'm curious as what the, like, what the mindset was that made them think this was a good idea. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. And again, they are in the PC market, so maybe they're thinking with their PC brain and not their console brain.
I mean, there was a time when actually some companies thought it would be a good idea to have multiple hardware configurations.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Console. And yeah, like they've all failed, but it was like the Philips CDI was gonna be, it wasn't gonna be a Philips console, it was gonna be like a standard, and then a whole bunch of different manufacturers would be able to make their own CDIs.
Remember that one time that Ouya was a thing?
They talked about every year we're gonna have a new Ouya, and it'll be more powerful, just like the phone market. Everybody loves the phone market. Like, really? Who? Everybody loves phones. Everybody hates the phone market.
I'm about to say, yes, we love having to upgrade every year because you guys decide it's necessary to do so. It's like, nah, not at all. So, yeah.
That is all I have for this week. I think I probably missed a bunch of news.
There was something about Walking Dead Season 3 comes out this year.
Oh, yeah, the Telltale stuff. I didn't write that down. That was part of it, but...
Then again, the other part of it was, like, Michonne coming this year, and it didn't come out until, like, February, so, you know. It could slip, who knows. Telltale's not 100% anymore, so,
Depending on when their this year window was.
Yeah.
They were not that great on release dates early on either, with the episodes.
I
it was like
that.
months between episodes. they did a showcase apparently talking about Batman, the Telltale game, and apparently there will be a new engine that fixes many of the complaints that people have had with the Telltale engine. All these years.
Complaints? What? Whatever. FMICer, whatever.
So that's very exciting.
Technical issues, not necessarily the graphical ones.
Yeah, it's the technical issues. And, you know, some of the graphical stuff. Basically, they're talking about it's gonna look familiar. I mean, it look like a Telltale game, but it's gonna look better, I guess.
Michelle doesn't look bad, but whatever.
Oh my.
Oh, that's not good.
I didn't do it.
And then yeah, Walking Dead season 3, they talked about also it's going to be utilizing something we haven't seen before to tie together the story.
Yeah, I think I saw something happiness? Like that, where it was like,
because they haven't
like,
done
I was
that
kind
before.
Of worried when they said that, because I was like, so you're going to play as the baby in season 3 if he's a grown up, it's a time jump. I had like all these like reconspiracies, like as soon as I saw, I was like, are they going to do anything I'm going to do? Or are they going to do something like really terrible? Because I don't want to play as the baby. I don't want to be the baby. Susan, maybe be the baby. Susan, be a time jump. Susan, be a time jump. I was like, please don't do it. Please don't do it. No, no. Just do what Tactical said. Just do what Tactical said. Don't do it. Ah. So that's freaking
make
out.
A whole bunch of games. Do it the hard way.
Do it the hard way. I don't think that's the plan. It's like, no. No. So, we'll see. I mean, maybe they'll tie it together with happiness. They've never done that before. So, you know, there's that. There's that. Throw us for a loop. Make people be happy for once. So, there's always that option. I mean, if there is a time jump, it's likely it'll be just like a slightly older Clementine or something, if anything. So you can still play as her, but just older and more violent.
Unless they do what Tactical's always saying, and then you can't, and it's like, no, ta-da, why?
Or less violent because of the way you played her.
Hey, some things needed to be done. So, they were. But, I guess we'll see. I mean, I really do hope they do it where it's like, you know, they have the branching storylines based on how you ended up, and it's not like some excuse to get, like, everybody on the same story anyway. So it's like, I'm really hoping that's what they mean. Because they're like, no, we're going to go ahead and do this the hard way. And yeah, we will have the branching stories.
That's what I want. I want them to do it the hard way.
Me too.
Me too.
Because I didn't go to that like, quote unquote.
I've been saying this since day one. It's a masterpiece. And if you weren't on board then, your price is not on board now. And you can all go after yourselves. So ha 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 ha. Telltale's right along. Suck it. Yeah.
So, I guess we'll see. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed.
I have such a backlog of just their games, so.
Oh dear.
I'm okay if they take their time. But I'm really interested in their Batman game too. You get to play as Bruce and Batman, and sometimes you get to choose who you want to play as.
Sometimes you play as Bruce who's acting like Batman because he can't separate the two.
So could you do Daredevil like that? It's like, so, you wanna go into the daytime and be a lawyer guy or just stay here and at night and beat some people up? Huh?
Joker won't remember anything because he's insane. That. Although I'm guessing since Batman doesn't kill anybody, there won't be any like decisions like that around. Since he's not a murderer.
Oh, I did see something else. It was about somebody making one of those Clash or Street Fighter V is going to be in South Korea as like a whatever that thing you talked about that one time, Tropical, as like Clash or something game, like Tekken used to be or something. What was it called? Clash Crash something something.
You're just making stuff up.
Clash?
Hold on, let me try to find it. I was like, they're gonna be like a tournament thingy, and it's gonna be on TV and stuff, and yeah.
That was very descriptive.
Like an e-sport?
Yeah.
Really? Street Fighter V?
Yeah.
That is cool. I hadn't seen that actually.
It's in here somewhere. I should keep scrolling through. It'll be eventually. Somewhere. Ah, here you go.
Oh,
fascinating. Oh, wait, okay, oh, wait. Yeah, Street Fighter V Crash. That's all it says. Spot TV in South Korea.
Interesting. Yeah, I hadn't seen that. That's cool. Oh, well, I guess allow me to seg into esports. I spent the weekend watching Heroes of the Dorm. It's basically the Heroes of the Storm college tournament. The prize is really cool because it's basically free tuition. So you team up with people from your school, and if you win, then you get free tuition for college. And that's pretty awesome. And it's on ESPN, this entire tournament. And I watched it and I was like, man, this is just so clever. Cause so one of the problems I had watching esports last year was that I didn't really care about any of the teams. You know, like, for me, it's baseball. It's like baseball is really, really boring to watch. And what could make it better is if, like, there was a team that I could root for. And the way that, you know, they do it in college and in the pros is like, they tie it to a city. So I root for the Brewers because that is where I live. And I don't really care, but it's like, yeah, like those are the home team. So that's who I root for. In esports, there's none of that most of the time. It's just like a bunch of guys got together. Hey, let's make money playing esports. And then they start a team. And then, yeah, that's what happens. But with Heroes of the Dorm, everyone sort of represents their school. And so if it does have that sort of college sports feel where it's like, oh, like I am rooting for that school because it is my school. I'm rooting for that team because they represent my school. And I imagine like that's how they sold it to ESPN, where it's like, you know, you're doing March Madness in March for basketball. So this is like college sports too, except it's esports. It's like the biggest thing that's, you know, up and coming sport, and people will watch it because we have given them a reason to care because we're using like the universities and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, that's very clever. And so it was, and then like they even had fantasy sports brackets. So like I was playing Heroes of the Dorm brackets over the weekend and watching how well I predicted some and how poorly I predicted other ones. It was exciting. It still has the problem of being, or I guess they kind of fixed it. So it's a 64 team single elimination, and they were doing the round of 64 in one day. So that's 32 games, and each one is played to 2 wins. So that's like an hour, and then 32 games, so like 32 hours in one day. And usually when you watch these things on Twitch, like they want to play every single game. And so that's why, you know, you can watch Capcom Cup and it lasts an entire day, even though it's 16 players, but they do double elimination. And it's like, it's a whole 10, 12 hour affair. And this was like, the way they did this, I guess because it was in ESPN studio. It was, they only chose a few games. I guess they just went and said, okay, these are likely to be the interesting ones. The ones that are played between teams that are like closely seeded. So they didn't play. I don't think I saw any games that were like the top seed versus the bottom seed. They were all in the middle. And I think they only played 6 or 7 games that day. So it was like, I could actually spend the entire day watching, but I missed a ton of games because they didn't televise them, which was kind of sucky because one of the top seeds got upset by the bottom seed. I was like, oh, I actually predicted that one in my bracket. That's crazy. But now I need you to lose. And then they did lose, saying, yeah. I was doing okay. I'm doing okay in one branch of my bracket. Two of my bracket branches are dead.
Ew, Tropical's in a fantasy league.
This is fun. This is very exciting. And then, you know, just like real sports for me, like watching the pros, and these aren't pros, I guess, like watching people who are skilled enough to be in a tournament makes me want to play the game. And I think it affects a lot of people that way too. And then just like the level of play just in general increases everywhere. Or maybe I'm just getting better and being matched with better players. I'm not sure. It's fun. So that tournament goes till April 9th, I believe. 9th and 10th are going to be the finals in Seattle. And those will be on TV ESPN, whereas these were just streamed ESPN. And it's every weekend until then. So they finish the round of 32. Then there's two more, round of 16 and round of 8. And then the final, or not called the final four, it's called the heroic four, are going to be on April 9th and the grand finals on April 10th. My school's team got blown out. I chose them to win in my bracket because, you know, it's my school. Or I chose them to win in the first round. I didn't think they would actually get that far. And they didn't even do that. I was like, ah, disappointing. So yeah, that's some sports. Wow, we're almost like a real news show. What would weather be like in the games industry?
Well, there's tornadoes circling around that fort.
I know.
So be careful out there.
I just found out that there are wanted levels. Like, all this time I've just been attacking ships because it's fun. And then it was like, oh, there are wanted levels. Wow, I have 4 stars. And now the ships that they're sending to attack me are really powerful. I almost died several times.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, on this article I read about Walking Dead Season 3, it says at least the first episode will be this year. So, you know.
Oh.
There you go.
Which means, like, the other 4 will probably come out, like, throughout next year.
Unless, you know, like Michonne, it slips next year, and it's like, oh, well, here's episode 1 in February. Have fun. Thanks for the wait. You have to work on all these other games, like Batman and the Marvel game that we're not talking about, because we're not talking about it, so. It's totally Daredevil.
Oh, that's right, there's a Marvel game. Uh-oh.
It's not
I think I'm about to die.
But it could be.
Nah, it'd be a slightly more popular Marvel hero.
It has to be M-rated RPG and, like, dark and gritty.
I mean, plenty of Marvel properties fit that. Not just Daredevil.
Yeah, but who? It has to be New York. Cannot be in New York. I want to be in New York. Eh.
I mean, there are plenty of heroes. Plenty of New York-based heroes in Marvel, too. So, I mean, we'll find out eventually, I guess.
Maybe you're Nick Fury and you're going around the world doing stuff behind the scenes.
Recruiting Avengers?
Yeah, doing stuff, yeah. Getting your hands dirty. Be like, yeah, saving the day. Because that's how you do it. Get your hands dirty.
And don't wash them. Don't wash them. Just stick up in your filth.
I use the blood of my enemies as gloves.
Oh my.
How does that... Oh.
I know, right? I was just like, That is kind of gross. Actually, you should probably wash your hands. Probably wash those. It's like, that's fine.
Ooh, maybe it's like a team, and like each episode is a different character, and like they all intersect or something. Resident Evil 6 style. Or not. Any more news, or is that it?
Nope, that was the news I had.
Okay, I guess.
Sounds good. I'm being attacked by a shark and jellyfish.
Shark and jellyfish.
But,
jellyfish are looking good.
Oh my gosh, I expect to actually finish this game to a high degree of completion when all is said and done. And then I will... People have been suggesting that I don't play all of them in a row because I could get burned out. But,
play one of them and get burned out.
I have difficulties choosing games. I may go to the next one because it's just easy. That's what I did with Grand Theft Auto, actually. I had never completed any of them. Then I finished San Andreas, and I was like, that was awesome.
That's like the biggest
and
one.
I went,
that is kind of
funny. Yeah. Then I went and just, like, almost immediately after I finished San Andreas, I went and finished 3 Vice City and the Liberty City stories and, like, those 2 stories releases. And I was like, ooh, that was a lot of Grand Theft Auto. So I might actually do that with Assassin's Creed. There's a lot of sharks here.
Ow! Oh, my bones.
I'm close to getting attacked by sharks, so I guess I'll do the whole check us out.
Get involved!
On the internet, aimlesspodcast.com, Facebook, YouTube,
everywhere,
Twitter, and all other places and stuff. Anything to say before we sign off, RPG?
New games next week. And also, Final Fantasy XV gets a release date because they need a party for that. So, yay.
Oh yeah, that is happening next week, isn't it?
It is. Next Wednesday, actually. So it'll be happening during the podcast.
Oh, breaking news. It's we like don't Final do that.
It comes out tomorrow! And you get a copy! And you get a copy!
So, prediction. When do you think it's going to come out?
I think it's going to be like the fall of this year. Because they need to have enough time where they can like release like a special edition of the game, so it can't be like too soon. And I know they were like asking questions in their survey about either a summer or a fall release, and since Persona 5 is supposed to be coming out in the summer, they might like not try to go up against it.
They haven't gone head-to-head before. That would be interesting.
Well, considering that 13 wasn't well-received, and Persona 4, on the other hand, was like the highest-selling in the series so far, it's like, man, Atlas probably has a stronger audience right now. So, I mean, because if it came down to it, I would buy Persona 5. If I couldn't have both at the same time, but I can, so it's like, that's not an issue for me, but if I had to, then, yeah. Yeah. I'll take my stylish wackiness over my dark whatever is gonna be going on in that game any day.
Okay, so yeah. Here's Pebble Z. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And we'll be back next week with more stuff and stuff. Until you see or hear from us again, Aimless Pebble Z, and we're now signing off.